Well, a big meeting last night in western Missouri in Higginsville. Higginsville's in Lafayette County. I spent a lot of time there 25 years ago doing games. A lot of farms there, a lot of orchards in that community. Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver was there. I'm Brian Houseworth, and the congressman met last night with the Canadian Council on Trade, John Cruickshank, to talk about tariffs, talk about some other things as well. Congressman, thanks for your time. Pretty big meeting to have the Canadian Council General come to Lafayette County.
Well, it was, but the reality is that the tariffs that we have already enacted, I'm saying we, it's not Congress, it's the President, is already having a devastating impact on some industries and businesses in the state, and although it is not being felt thus far, we will have to pay a price for these tariffs that have been levied on China. Yesterday morning, the Chinese government announced that they were now going to enforce tariffs, and they are going to target the states that President Donald Trump won in the presidential election. That, of course, means Missouri will be among those targeted. China buys about 60% of their beans from the United States, most of which comes from the lower Midwest, which means a lot of it comes from Missouri. And it's just a matter of time before the farmers in Missouri's 5th District in and around Higginsville will feel the impact. So the reason for the meeting, and it was a great meeting, we had standing room only at the community center in Higginsville, was for the Consul General to say, look, we have been a great partner to the United States, and we don't like the fact that we're going to have to respond to the President's tariffs. And he went on to say, look, we've been great partners. And contrary to what some have been saying, we don't have a trade imbalance with Canada. We have a trade surplus, about $2 billion surplus. And the farmers asked a number of questions, very good questions, about what was going on. And I think the Council General, who flew in yesterday morning, gave very good answers. And it was one of those meetings that even after the meeting ended, many of the individuals hung around to have private conversation with me and with the Consul General. So I thought it was a good meeting. And then we came to Kansas City, and we had a dinner meeting with business leaders led by the Kansas City Chamber of Commerce, which incidentally has signed on to a letter sent to the President from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce saying that they do not support the tariffs and they do not support a suspension of NAFTA, which the President is saying he very well might do.
All right. I know you've got to run, but I want to make sure I'm hearing you right. I think there's something very significant you said in there. Did I hear you right that China is targeting states carried by Donald Trump? Are you saying that, Congressman?
I'm saying 100% accurately.
Wow.
That Chinese government has issued a release saying very clearly and unambiguously that they will target the states that Donald Trump won in the 2016 election. And Missouri is one of them. And some of the farmers had already read that painful news, and some of them had not, but there were many of them who had not heard the news already were quite stunned, pretty much the way you have been, in hearing me make that statement.
Final question for you, and then I know you have to run. It's the 4th of July. You obviously disagree with the President on this. Can you try to call him? Do you have a relationship with the President? And what would you tell him if you had the chance, Congressman, to talk to him?
Well, I would tell him that this is not going to work well. We had a trade war launched back in 1930, and we lost badly. And many historians and economists, they don't blame the trade war of 1930 on the collapse of the U.S. economy. It became the world's economy. But they do say that the Depression lasted longer because of the trade war. And there's never been an example where this kind of thing happened to the benefit of any nation. So we're in a bad situation. We've had a company that manufactures nails here in our state already laying off employees. And we're going to find that all over. It's just going to take time to stop. The stock markets do not like uncertainty. And so they are acting nervously on Wall Street right now. I can't convince the president of anything, and there are very few members of the House or the Senate who believe they can convince the president of anything either, no matter party affiliation. And so the only way we're going to come out of this, most of the people in Washington are always afraid to call the president to get on his bad side. They don't want to wake up on, as one of the members of the Senate told me, he didn't want to wake up on the wrong end of a presidential tweet. So the only thing we can do is depend on the business leaders around the country. The Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is pretty much a Republican organization, and then the other chambers from around the country who signed up, including the chambers from here. They are going to write letters, pass resolutions, to try to get the president's attention. But I'm not that certain that he's going to reverse himself.
I know you got to run. Anything you'd like to add, sir?
Well, I think one of the things it would be good for us to remember is that the reason that we are enacting tariffs on Canada is that we had to declare, or the president had to declare, that they were a security risk in order to follow the law. Well, the Canadian people are not happy at all, because when 9/11 occurred and a decision was made to go into Iraq, President Bush asked for our allies to join us in the fight. Canada was the first nation to step up, and Canadians lost 56 of their citizens over fighting in a war that they could have easily avoided. They were not attacked by 9/11. And so, based on everything we're hearing, many of the Canadian people are upset at the government, not at the United States. And I'm hoping that we can restore the relationship in some kind of way with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And then, of course, what we need to also be very cognizant of at this time is the fact that Mexico elected a new president 2 days ago, Sunday, and he's almost surely going to react negatively, because he ran as a nationalistic candidate and as someone who was going to stand up to Donald Trump. So he takes office in January. We have no idea what's going to happen there. All we know is that it could be very, very dangerous if we are at odds with not only two allies, but two nations where we have had a common border for a couple of hundred years, without any major political or military risk between us.